Hello everyone, and in this podcast, I'll be giving you a quick rundown on how somebody who is completely new to the franchise can get into Digimon with this overall chronological order of Digimon. Of course, this may also interest anybody who is potentially revisiting Digimon, or anybody who is just curious about how each series of the Digimon anime can be tied together. I will be uploading a video version of this podcast, as well as the MP3 version to podcast listening platforms, so if you're listening to this episode and hear something you would like to see, check out Lost in Translation on YouTube, where I'll be uploading this video version of the podcast. Note that I originally posted this in a blog post a while back, but I've edited it to include the new season. I will link the original blog post in the description, which also includes translations to things such as the CD dramas that I've mentioned in this video, as well as the One to Swan games and their translations. This blog post also has where you can find each season of the anime. Also, be aware that not every piece of Digimon media has been included, as not everything can be tied together to each season of the anime. So, let me know if you feel like I've missed out on any particular piece of media, but things like the virtual pets, or a lot of the video games, or a lot of the manga series, won't be included in this because they can't really be tied into the anime. And this is more of like a brief chronological introduction video, so I may have missed out on something on purpose, but let me know if you feel like there's something that should be mentioned that I did not mention. So, let's get started. So first up, Season 1, Digimon Adventure. So I would recommend that one starts off with Part 1 of the English dub Digimon movie, which is called Digimon Adventure the Movie in Japanese, depending on what you can get your hands on. After watching that, you can jump into the first season of Digimon Adventure. Or you could also try the novel and or the PSP game, but both change a few bits from the series, but they can really be consumed in place of watching the anime. But I would say the anime is probably easiest to consume, but you can consume all three if you really want. During this, you can consume the Digimon Adventure first three mini-dramas, which were also with the character songs. And then, once you've finished with the Digimon Adventure anime, you can move on to the first Wonder Swan Tamer game, which is Digimon Anode and Cathode Tamer. And this is when Ryo is introduced. And it takes place in Christmas of the year that Digimon Adventure took place, so it's Christmas 1999, so a few months after Digimon Adventure. Next, you can consume, once you've finished Digimon Anode and Cathode Tamer, part 2 of the Digimon movie, which is Our War Game in the Japanese version. Once you're done with that, you can continue on with the other two Wonder Swan games, Digimon Tag Tamers and Digimon D1 Tamers. To finish off this first season, you can then move on to two more CD dramas, Digimon Adventure Original Story, 2.5 year break, and Digimon Adventure 2015 release CD drama, which I believe was bundled with the Blu-ray release of Digimon Adventure. Moving on to Season 2, we then can start off with Episodes 1 to 21 of Digimon Adventure 02. Once you finish that chunk of episodes, you can move on to Part 3 of the Digimon movie, or Digimon Hurricane Landing, Transcendent Evolution, The Golden Digimetals. Then once you watch that movie, and well, finally finished the English dub of the Digimon movie, you can finish off Digimon Adventure 02 from Episode 22 to the end of the series. Once you've finished with that anime series, you can move on to the Revenge of Diaboromon movie. Then there are three CD dramas that you can consume that take place after the events of that movie. Digimon Adventure 02, Armor Evolution to the Unknown, Digimon Adventure 02, Original Story, 2003 Spring, and Digimon Adventure 02 Drama CD, The Daughter Summer, which is a sequel to Hurricane Touchdown. Finally, to finish the second season of Digimon Adventure, you can play another Wonder Swan game, which is Digimon Brave Tamer. Now, after we're done with Digimon Adventure, we can move on to Try and Kizuna. First, Digimon Adventure Try Part 1 can be watched. Obviously, this is the order 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And this can be found on Crunchyroll and Anime Lab, but also has been released on home video such as Blu-ray and DVD, and can also be bought online digitally as well. Once you've finished with part one, you can watch the Digimon Adventure Tri stage play. It was released on DVD in Japan without subtitles, and the stage play takes place around the same time as parts 1 and 2 of Tri. It's not necessarily necessary to watch this, as it is harder to find a copy of, but I would really recommend it if you're able to, because it is probably my favourite thing that came out of Tri. Next, you can continue on watching the rest of Digimon Adventure Tri with parts 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. To finish off Digimon Adventure, you can then consume Digimon Adventure Last Evolution Kizuna. Either novel and movie can be consumed, as they are the same story, but as of writing this, Kizuna is not available on any streaming service and hasn't been released on home video yet, though a few places around the world are showing it in cinemas at the moment, but they've mostly been delayed due to COVID. But if you can consume the novel, do so. I read the novel in Japanese because I bought it from the Amazon store on my Kindle. So that's how I was able to consume the story. And you can choose the novel or the movie, or you can watch both. They're the same story. You'll get probably the same thing out of it. As a bonus, we have the currently airing Digimon Adventure : which is a complete reboot and retelling of Digimon Adventure, and you don't necessarily have to watch this, as so far it can be judged as separate canon altogether from the rest of the entire Digimon series. The anime can be found at Anime Lab, Crunchyroll, Hulu, and VRV. And I would very much recommend to check it out, and it's only just on episode 5, with episode 6 airing this weekend, so it's a good time to jump in, but I just thought I'd mention it because it's not super relevant to any other series so far, but it is currently airing. Now, on to Season 3 with Tamers. We start off Digimon Tamers by watching episodes 1 through to 23 of the series, and then once we're done with that, we can watch the movie Battle of Adventurers. Now, just a thing about all the movies going on from this point, they are not available easily. You can buy them in Japanese on Blu-ray, but there's no English subtitles, and it's fairly hard to find in English because they were basically mostly just released on TV. So these ones are harder to get a hand on watching, but if you can get it, you'd watch it between episode 23 and 24. Once you're done with the movie, you can finish the rest of Digimon Tamers with episodes 24 and onwards of the series. Then you can listen to the CD drama or read the translations that I have in the blog post with Digimon Tamers' original story Message in the Packet. And this is a finale of Tamers. Alternatively, or as well as, Runaway Locomon is the next Tamers movie. However, it more or less follows a slightly different canon to Message in the Packet, the Digimon Tamers original story. But you can consume both. Again, same with Battle of Adventurers. Not easy to get a hand on any of the movies from this point. After that, Digimon Tamers 1984 is a short story prequel to Tamers, which is linked in the blog post. And then after that, there is a flash forward Digimon Tamers 2018 release CD drama that came with the Blu-ray set, which more or less has them all as adults. And I believe there should also be a translation linked in the blog post there. Next up, Digimon Tamers released a few different games, such as the Wonderswan card game, Battle Spirit 1 and 1.5, Battle Revolution, and Chronicle Rumble Arena 1 and 2, Digimon Medley, Pocket Coolamon, etc. And they can be played in this part, but they're fairly optional as they're non-canon. However, the crossovers between Adventure and the Tamers universe, particularly Medley for the Wonderswan, are pretty cool, but not really necessarily canon. But if you wanted to consume those here, this is where you would consume them once you're done with the rest of Season 3 Tamers. Next up, with Season 4 of Digimon, which is Digimon Frontier, you would start up watching the anime, which would stop at episode 37, so you could watch Island of the Lost Digimon, which again, hard to get access to, but probably the best thing to come out of Digimon Frontier. Once you're finished with that, you can finish Digimon Frontier with Part 2, which is episode 38, to the end. Once you're finished with this, you can consume Digimon Frontier Battle Spirit 2. But as I mentioned with the Digimon Tamers Battle Spirit, this is fairly optional. Next up, there's a CD drama, Digimon Frontier, original story, things that want to be told. Again, translations linked in the blog post. And then, next up, which isn't really to do with Season 4, but I put it here anyway, Digimon V-Tamer, which was not released in English, but it has Amalke chapters with crossovers featuring Daisuke, Ryo, and Takuya. And then, in May 2020, an additional chapter was released in the July 2020 issue of V-Jump, which featured a crossover between V-Tamer and the Tai Chi from the Digimon Adventure colon, which was the 2020 reboot of Adventure. Next up, and this one I mainly just put in because a lot of people wanted me to put it in, is Digital Monster X Evolution. This wasn't released in English, and it's slightly connected to Digimon World 4, or Digimon World X, but it's not really super connected to much of Frontier, but if you wanted to consume it, you may as well consume it as part of Frontier. And then next is, like with Digimon Tamers, Digimon Frontier also had an additional CD drama released with their Blu-ray set, which was the Digimon Frontier 2019 CD drama. So you could then consume this part here. Next up, Season 5, Savers or Data Squad. So you'd watch the entirety of the anime Digimon Data Squad Savers. It's available on DVD, basically. I don't think Anime Lab is streaming. I think Anime Lab only has the first 4 seasons of Digimon, but Madman did release it on DVD. So I think DVD is probably your only bet for watching the anime series. And next, and this is sort of hard to place in the series because it's not really a part of the canon, but we have Ultimate Power Activate Burst Mode. I would say watch it after the series, but again, it's not released in English at all, and it's fairly hard to place in the series, but this is where it would be. And next up, this is again something that a lot of people suggested me to add as part of my blog post, which is the Digimon Story DS games, which have the same main characters from Savers, and then there's also Digimon World Data Squad for, I believe it was the PS2, but they're fairly optional, as with the Tamers games and the Frontier game. The other DS story games, such as Dusk and Dawn, do not tie in as much as the Digimon Story DS game does, but it does use the IC Digivice, which is seen in Season 5. Next up, we have Season 6, Cross Wars or Fusion. So first up, you'd watch Digimon Fusion Season 1, which is Cross Wars Season 1, which can be found on Crunchyroll. Next, if you wanted to, you can consume Digimon Story Super Cross Wars Blue and Red, which are DS games which never had an English release. It's optional, but it's in the same universe and time as the first Cross Wars season. And then you can consume Digimon Fusion Season 2, which is Cross Wars Season 2, and that can also be found on Crunchyroll. Also be aware that at this point, Digimon Cross Wars had a manga retelling of the series up to this point, and characters from Season 3, which is Young Hunters, such as Tuguru, Gumdramon, did not make an appearance. So you can put the manga in here if you have access to it. Next, you can consume Digimon Cross Wars Season 3, which was never released as an English dub, but can be watched on Crunchyroll. And then there's a bit of a bonus, Digimon All-Star Rumble. It's optional, but it's like kind of fun, and I think everyone bought it, but no one really played it that much. And I would say it's definitely what I would call part of the start of the Digimon revival or the Digimon Renaissance, which is this was released when we had nothing else released in English and everyone bought it because they wanted to say, hey, give us Cyber Sleuth. And then we have all this Digimon stuff that came after it. So that's where I would put it here. It's kind of like Digimon Rumble, but it has characters from Cross Wars as well. It's there. Next, we have Digimon Adventure, or not Digimon Adventure, Digimon Universe Apply Monsters, which is Season 7, Apmon. So, Digimon Universe Apply Monsters was released in Japan on DVD, and was released in 2019 on Crunchyroll in Japanese with English subtitles. As of writing this, there has been no news of an English dub, but it has been released in other languages as a dub, so depends on what your language is. Maybe you can consume it in your native tongue. Apmon was also retold in the manga series, similar to Cross Wars, and had also had a prequel spin-off called Apmon Gakuen. In addition, there was a 3DS game. Neither the manga nor the game were released in English, but it's just important to note that it was also released in a manga if you want to get it. It's from, you can get it on a lot of different places. I think even Books Kinokuniya in Sydney has it. So it's there if you want it. And that's basically it for how to get into the Digimon anime and the chronological order and everything linking each season of the anime together. Some seasons are more connected than others. V-Tamer really connects everything in, except for Atmon, which I would still really want a V-Tamer crossover with Atmon. And that's it. So hopefully that answered any questions that you had about how each of the season of the anime ties into each other, and how I would recommend somebody to go about exploring the franchise. Again, my word's not law. If you don't want to consume it this way, you don't have to. This is just how I would recommend it. This is only my personal opinion on how the show links up. It's not necessarily all canon. Obviously, each season, besides Adventures, connected in its own way. Whatever. Anyway, the link dump, including the blog post, a link in the description, and you can find the video version of the podcast if you're listening to the audio version. So check that out if you wanted to see my wonderful, beautiful PowerPoint presentation that I set up for the purpose of this podcast. And again, yeah, the blog post is linked in the description. Everything that, all the links, including translations, will be linked there. I don't want to see anybody asking me where they can find translations, because it's all linked in the blog post. Our Redbubble's also linked in the description, and you can get more than just shirts there too. Contact us and stay updated. Email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on our website, lostintranslationmon.com. Also, you can comment on this episode on YouTube. You can also follow us on @Translation on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And we have a discussion thread on With the Will, and we would appreciate any reviews that you can give us from any of the podcast editing services, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google, whatever. You can donate to our Patreon, which is in the description, from as little as $1 a month. And that gets you access to our Listen Discord server, but there are higher levels and more rewards such as notes, early episodes, and more. And thank you to our supporters on Patreon: Joe, Anime Guy, who's Anime Guy Kurosaki 1 on YouTube, Stephen Reeves, Wildwin64 on Archive Our Own, Kaidawashi, Chisai, who you can follow on Tumblr Chisai236, Kyle, Tom, Lismet, who's Alekmon on Tumblr, Nicholas, Metal Mamimon, Sam, Spiral, Keith, from a computer podcast on the internet, Silverhead Freak 25, Magnus, and Lucas. You can also make a one-off donation on our PayPal, which can be found in the description. It's paypal.me/edgemon. And you can also donate to me on Ko-fi, which is ko-fi.com/edra. And that's it for the show, and I will see you guys in the next video/podcast. See you guys next time. Bye!